Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We see that Donald Trump making predictions again. This war can be over in 2 to 3 weeks, he says. And if only that were true, or maybe it is. Kanandi Dorr is a journalist for JNS. He's a correspondent for Chai FM. Kananu, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Donald Trump, it's not the first time he's made these predictions, but how amazing would it be if only it were true? Can it be true?
The timeline doesn't really fit anything, the 2 week timeline that Trump laid out yesterday, because according to the IDF's own predictions for seizing Gaza City, it's at least a 6 week affair of the first phase, and it's difficult to assume that Trump knows that we'll close a deal with Hamas in the coming 2 weeks. So, because we could the last rounds of talks, and Hamas is such an unpredictable player that it's difficult to take seriously these 2 weeks deadline. But I think it does reflect a bigger truth, which is Trump's patience and Israel's slack is running out.
It certainly does seem to be the case. What needs to happen? Never mind the 2 to 3 weeks. What needs to happen in order for this war to end fairly quickly?
Well, there are two possible endings, right? There's the diplomatic one and there's the military one. And for it to end really quickly, what Hamas needs to do is to give all the hostages back. And accept a release of about 200 prisoners from Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. Israel is prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. It needs to withdraw its demand that Israel redeploy in the Gaza Strip. It wants Israel to pull back on certain areas, and it needs to. And this is the big one. It needs to agree to give up its arms. It doesn't really need to do that just yet. It needs to just agree to it, but that's the concession of defeat, and that's the big hang up right now. Now, militarily, of course, there are three phases to the attack that is being prepared by the IDF right now, the Southern Command. The 6 week, a 2 week softening bombardment of fortifications, a 6 week seizure by troops going street to street,
right,
and finally the installment of a civilian administration to actually take care of the needs of the population.
Right.
So that's a 3 month period.
So that is, and how long would it take Israel to withdraw? I mean, I guess it depends on the conditions of the withdrawal.
Well, the withdrawal right now, because there is no permanent presence of terrorists on the ground. I mean, they pop in and out of piers on ambushes here and there, but there isn't a force that you need to withdraw from, which would complicate things, right? Because to make an orderly withdrawal, a bloodless withdrawal, that would require weeks of planning. But since they are not on the ground right now, they are underground, a withdrawal is just a two-day affair. Just to pull back the tanks from one area, that's the withdrawal that Hamas is seeking, and to remove the IDF presence from the Philadelphia route, renewing Hamas's flow of goods and contraband from and to Egypt.
So how likely is this to be anything that is firm or anything real? Is there any substance to it, or is he rather simply just sending a message to all the parties to say, guys, enough is enough, it's time to wrap this up?
Well, the thing is that Hamas is receiving conflicting messages from Donald Trump. Just last week, he said that the only way that the hostages are coming back is if Hamas is destroyed. And now he's saying, oh, we're close to wrapping it up. And these are conflicting messages that Israel is also sending out, because it's advancing on a dual track. For the past 10 days, Israel has been advancing on a dual track, which is talking about a hostage deal while preparing a military option. And the hope was, or maybe still is, that Hamas is persuaded to become more flexible on the deal in order to avoid the looming invasion, the looming seizure. But so far, and we're talking for 2 weeks now, Hamas has withstood these pressures. Last week, exactly a week ago, Netanyahu said that Hamas is under atomic pressure because of this two-pronged strategy. Well, it's been a week now, and Israel is coming under atomic pressure, also by Europe, possibly by Trump, and definitely internally by hundreds of thousands of protesters who want a deal now. So it's not certain at all that the pressure is working.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, Kanan Lidor.